This is Dr. Pataria dictating the consult on Yolanda Zimmerman, last name Z for Zebra, I for India, M for Mary, M for Mary, E for Europe, R, M for Mary, A for Apple, N for Nancy. First name Yolanda, Y, O, L for Larry, A for Apple, N for Nancy, D for David, A for Apple. Date, March 2nd, 2023, period, new paragraph. She's a 77-year-old female patient who was admitted to the San Antonio Regional Hospital emergency room with the history of speech disturbance, regional R-E-G-I-O, N for Nancy, A for Apple, L for Larry, period. In the emergency room, within 10 minutes, her symptoms were resolved and patient speech returned to normal, period. She had a neurological workup and next day she was discharged with the advice to follow up with neurologist and a cardiologist, period. She said on discharge she was told she may had a seizure disorder. S for Sam, E for Europe, I for India, Z for Zebra, U, R, E, period. Her primary care physician felt that she probably had a TIA. T for Tom, I for India, A for Apple, in capital letters, period. New paragraph. Patient denies having any chest pain, comma, chest tightness, comma, chest heaviness or a chest discomfort, period. She says if she's asked to walk, she can walk about a mile, period. No history of any palpitation or cough with expectoration, period. History of lightheadedness, generally in the morning, and it happens while she's walking around in the morning. But by noon time, it subsides, period. No history of syncope, period. No history of edema of feet, bleeding tendency, or a GI problem. G in capital letter, period. I in capital letter, period. I for India in capital letter, period. Problem, period, new paragraph. Past history. History of hypercholesterolemia in the past, period. No history of hypertension, comma, diabetes, comma, myocardial infarction, or cerebrovascular accident in the past, period. She had an echocardiogram September 9, 2015, where it was found that she had a atrial septal aneurysm and mild to moderate tricuspid regurgitation, period. She was advised aspirin, 81 milligram PO once a day, for atrial septal aneurysm, which she refused at that time, period. She also had a stress test on September 9, 2015, where she exercised for 7 minutes on a Bruce protocol. Bruce B for boy, R U, C for Charlie, E for Europe protocol, period. At that time, no significant STT changes were noted, period. No arrhythmias were noted, and no chest pain during the stress test, period. July 14, 2017, coronary calcium score was zero, period. No history of rheumatic fever, comma, scarlet fever, comma, tuberculosis, comma, bronchial asthma, comma, kidney or liver problem, period, new paragraph. Allergy, none, period, new paragraph. Family history, nothing significant, period, new paragraph. Social history, she does not smoke, period, she does not take excessive amount of coffee or alcohol, period, new paragraph. On exam, patient is alert, conscious, and cooperative, period. Pupil equal and react to the light, period. No pallor, cyanosis, or clubbing, period. No JVP, edema, cough, tenderness. Homan sign, lymphadenopathy, or thyroid enlargement, period. The peripheral pulses are well felt and equal, except right dorsalis speed is 1 by 4. The left dorsalis speed is stress. T for Tom, R, A for Apple, C for Charlie, E for Europe, period. Both posterior tibials are not palpable, period. No carotid bruit and no obvious skin problem detected, period, new paragraph. The blood pressure in right superior extremity, 114 by 80 millimeters of mercury, period. In the left superior extremity, 116 over 80 millimeters of mercury, period, new paragraph. Cardiovascular system exam, PMI in the left fifth intercostal space, within midclavicular line, normal in character, period. S1 and S2 are normal, period. No S3, period. No S4, period. There is ejection systolic leak, period. No heart murmur noted, period, new paragraph. The respiratory system exam, air entries equal on both sides, period. There are no RALs or bronchi, period, new paragraph. Elementary system exam, there is no organomegaly, period. There is no guarding or rigidity, period, new paragraph. CNS, no gross focal neurological deficit noted, period, new paragraph. The other system grossly within normal limit, period. New paragraph. The EKG shows normal sinus rhythm and it is within normal limit, period. On February 7, 2023, echocardiogram was done in San Antonio Regional Hospital and it was read by Dr. Ahn, A for Apple, H for House, and for Nancy, period. He reported ejection fraction 65% and mild mitral regurgitation, period. No other significant abnormality noted, period. New paragraph. On February 6, 2023, patient had a CT scan of the head with contrast, CT scan, C for Charlie, T for Tom, period. In the findings, no large intracranial arterial occlusion or aneurysm noted, period. On February 7, 2023, patient had a MRI of the brain without contrast. MRI, M for Mary, R, I for India in capital letter, period. This showed subarachnoid hemorrhage in the recent past, period. New paragraph. The analysis, clinically at present, patient cardiac status is stable, period. During the hospital stay, the cardiac monitoring did not show any cardiac arrhythmia as per the patient, period. Also, her echocardiogram shows normal ejection fraction, period. She has no symptom of palpitation, period. So, in view of this finding, at present, no further cardiac workup is planned, period. This was explained to the patient and her husband, period. She was advised to consider doing coronary calcium score, And the pros and cons of this test were explained to the patient. Period. New paragraph. Patient is already on atorvastatin, A for Apple, T for Tom, OR, V for Victor, A for Apple, S for Sam, T for Tom, A for Apple, T for Tom, I for India, N for Nancy, 40 milligram POHS, period. New paragraph. Face to face, more than 70 minutes were spent in cardiac evaluation, explanation of the various findings, and also reviewed the old records which patient brought to the office, and discussion of potential workup in the future depending on her symptom, plus importance of doing coronary calcium score to evaluate for any significant coronary artery disease, period. They understood various suggestions well and agreed with the present plans, period. Depending on the patient's clinical course and neurologist suggestion, further workup can be planned, period. New paragraph. The initial impression, number one, probable TIA, T for Tom, I for India, A for Apple, with speech disturbance lasting for about 10 minutes on February 6, 2023, period. Number two, MRI of the brain on February 7, 2023, suggest the possibility of subarachnoid hemorrhage in the past, period. Number three, mild mitral regurgitation by echo on February 7, 2023, as per the reading of Dr. Ahn, A for Apple, H for House, N for Nancy, period. Number four, hypercholesterolemia. Number five, mild hypothyroidism, HYP for Peter O, thyroidism, T for Tom, HY, RO, I for India, D for David, I for India, S for Sam, M for Mary. Period. Number five, hypercholesterolemia, period. Period. The consult over. Thank you. This is Dr. Patadia.